Yeah, once he knows that you love animals, then he'll love on you too. He just has to make sure you're an animal person.
Welcome, esteemed viewers, to our noble lineage. Today we are visiting the Essene Church of Christ in Eugene, Oregon, for the first episode of our three-part program on modern-day Essenes. We will meet Reverend Brother Day Nazariah, who is a high priest and initiating guru of the Essene Church of Christ and the Order of the Blue Rose, as well as his wife, High Priestess Neela Rose, and other members of the congregation. On numerous occasions, Supreme Master Qinghai has spoken highly of this revered ancient lineage.
The Essene is in our religion. Of course, our religion also the Essene. Yeah? Our religion talk about the same thing, which is introduced the light, the sound, yeah, the essence of all beings, the essence of God.
We believe that the Essene Church was placed on earth by Christ at the dawn of history to serve as an earth doorway into the angelic realms. We believe that our holy scriptures contain the authentic, unadulterated version of the teachings of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ. We believe that Jesus was an Essene Nazarene from Mount Carmel, and that he taught vegetarianism, reincarnation, God as both father and mother, and a holistic spiritual practice called the Essene Way.
My name is Day, simple, D-A-Y. I have a longer initiatic name, Nazariah, but that's so hard for people to pronounce. I am a modern-day Essene because I met an ancient Essene master mm-hmm. who had come from the Middle East to the United States mm-hmm. in the 1970s. I became his student, and that's how I got into this modern Essene religion.
Reverend Brother Day felt his first connection with Master Jesus Christ when he was merely 8 years old. It was Christmas Eve, and he had just watched a film about the life of the Lord. The film depicted the heartrending crucifixion scene. He was deeply distressed seeing this for the first time and ran out of the living room and into his bedroom crying profusely. Brother Day describes what happened next.
And then I felt the presence of someone in the room, and I turned and there was just an intense ball of white light.
Wow.
But that white light spoke to me, mm-hmm. and I knew that this was Jesus, this mm-hmm. was the Christ. Mm-hmm. And what the Christ told me was that, just in compassion and love for me, mm-hmm. don't worry, I'm alive. You know, if mm-hmm. they just killed my body, mm-hmm. I could pick up another one if I want to. Mm-hmm. Didn't actually say those words, but gave me that knowingness. I knew that Christ lived, mm-hmm. and I didn't have to cry anymore. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus mm-hmm. told me that when the time is right, I will meet my teacher.
This prophecy that the Lord Jesus gave Brother Day that he would later meet his teacher was fulfilled when he was 17 years old. On that destined day, he saw a gentle-looking elderly man sitting by the side of the freeway. On the front of his white tunic were the words, "Be kind to animals, do not eat them." This man was Malachi, an Essene master from the Middle East in the ancient lineage of the Essenes. Unbeknownst to Brother Day, Malachi would soon become his spiritual teacher.
My daughter, who's now in her 20s and married, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. she did this painting when she was 17. Mm-hmm. I met my teacher, Malachi, when I was 17. Growing up in San Diego, I was what was called a surfer boy. I was skipping school one early summer day to go to the beach and surf. Mm-hmm. But I just ended up in a different sort of school. Because as I was about to pull my car onto the freeway ramp, mm. sitting on the side of the freeway ramp was an old man. Mm. He was wearing white garb, like I now am. And in the 1970s, it was quite unusual to see an old man sitting on the side of the freeway ramp dressed in such garb.
Right.
And he was sitting in the lotus posture, if you know what that meditation posture is, the lotus posture. And he did not have his thumb out.
Okay.
Traditionally in America, if you are hitchhiking,
right,
hoping to catch a ride, you'd have your thumb out. He was just sitting there nicely in his meditation posture. So I pulled my car over,
mm-hmm,
and I said, well, you know, if you want a ride, why don't you have your thumb out?
Mm-hmm.
And he replied, mysteriously, because I was waiting for you.
Wow.
So I gave him a ride, and we went to a vegetarian restaurant. It was, mm-hmm, really how I became a vegetarian was that very day when I met this teacher. He gets in my car, and when I asked him where he was going, he was on his way, mm-hmm, to a vegetarian restaurant.
Okay.
So I asked him, and this question might sound stupid,
mm-hmm,
but, you know, I was 17, and I asked him, does vegetarian food taste good?
Natural question.
Yeah, for a kid.
Right.
And he says, oh, it tastes much better than a dead cow.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time that I had ever thought of a hamburger as a dead cow sandwich, which it is, you know. So I ended up going to the restaurant with him,
mm-hmm,
and had my first vegetarian version of a hamburger made out of a soy product. And much better. The food was wonderful,
mm-hmm,
and I was a vegetarian from then on. I'm 53 now, and that I was 17 then, so I've been a vegetarian for a long time.
Wow.
So with this man at the restaurant, he had with him some of these ancient Essene writings, and he told me that Jesus was a vegetarian.
Hmm.
I was shocked because I'd never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I must say that we, in the Essene tradition, called Jesus by the name Yeshua.
Yeshua.
And that is because that was his real name in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is a Greek translation of the Hebrew name Yeshua.
Hmm.
If you listen to the sound of the word Jesus, 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 that S-U-S portion is Zeus, the Greek god Zeus.
Uh-huh.
So Jesus is the son of Zeus.
Oh.
Yeshua, Yah, is the Hebrew name for God. And Shua means salvation, so Yeshua means salvation of Yah.
Oh.
But when they translated that into Greek in the early days,
mm-hmm,
it came into English as Jesus. So we say Yeshua. But so speaking with this old man in the restaurant, I became so intrigued by the Essene teachings that I gave up my idea of going surfing. And instead, after our meal, I gave him a ride back to his land,
mm-hmm,
which was the closest thing to a physical manifestation of the Garden of Eden that you could imagine. There were beautiful vegetable gardens, oriental rock gardens. The wild rabbits bounced around the land,
wow,
and they weren't afraid of the man. And he had built by his cabin, by his garden, he had built a sweat lodge. And so that day, I had my first sweat lodge ceremony with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an amazing meditation experience that I had that day. And that's how I became an Essene, was I met this elderly Essene teacher, Malachi.
To become initiated into the Essene order, Brother Day, like all other practitioners, vowed to keep the precepts, which included strict vegetarianism. He persevered through years of spiritual trials to ascend to the highest order, the Essene Mystery School, called the Order of the White Rose. With modesty and his characteristic humorous wit, Reverend Brother Day explains how he was entrusted by his teacher to carry forth the Essene lineage.
And living in Alexandria, Egypt, my teacher became exposed to
underground religions that most people don't even know still exist today, including the Nazarene Essenes. So my teacher then came back to the United States, and because he was elderly, he hoped to find a young person that he could train to open up here in America where there's freedom of a religion. And I tell people that the only reason I ended up with the blessing of being his successor was because this was the hippie era in the early 1970s, and I was the only one that lived at the ashram who was willing to stay for 7 years. Everyone else came in for a few months and left, or a few days and left, because you had to get up at 4 a.m. and meditate, and there was no electricity. We lived in little wooden huts that had no electricity, and you had to work for many hours in the gardens. I stayed for 7 years, and therefore, I was his successor by default.
During our visit at the Essene Church of Christ in Eugene, Oregon, we were gifted the opportunity to attend the celebration of the Mass led by Priestess Maya Gee. The Essene tradition reveres both the Divine Father God and Divine Mother Goddess, and thus males and females are looked upon as equals.
In the Essene order, women's role is very important, equally as important as the male role. We both come to the table with many strengths and many gifts, and we equally complement each other, the male and female. And so we recognize that in our spirituality.
We together here today ask that great I Am within all of our hearts come forth and express its perfection. And we ask that the perfection of all people around the world is expressed at all times and shines over all darkness, all sorrow, all pain, all negativity. We ask that the angelic beings of light, our brothers and sisters that are fully realized in their own divinity, come and join us here today. And even though the human may not be able to see them, we can feel the presence divine. We can feel the love, and nothing can stand against that love and that knowing of truth, of the ultimate truth. So we call upon the masters of light that have already fully realized themselves in their light to come and join us here today and to shine forth and to blaze their perfection and light and love and joy and wisdom and be present here with us today. We ask for guidance and peace. We pray for peace and we affirm peace through our great I Ams for all our brothers and sisters around the world to be fully sustained forever until all of our brothers and sisters have realized their own divinity within and their own perfection. And so we will begin with a chant. May all beings in all worlds experience peace and happiness now. And when we talk about now, we talk about the eternal now, for we are beyond time. The divinity knows no time. The divinity is eternal. May all beings in all worlds experience peace and happiness now. May all beings in all worlds experience peace and happiness now. May all beings in all worlds experience peace and happiness now. May all beings in all worlds experience peace and happiness. happiness now.
With this uplifting prayer, we conclude the first part of our program on the modern-day Essene Church of Christ. Thank you, benevolent viewers, for your company. Please join us next Sunday for part two to learn more about the sacred teachings of the Essenes that have withstood the trials of time. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May peace be with you. To learn more about the Essene Church of Christ and the Order of the Blue Rose, please visit www.essene.org.
If any of the viewers were interested in finding out anything more about the Essene teachings, you can email me personally at esseneinfo@aol.com. Visit our webpage at esseneinfo.org. And with that, I simply say, I love you. Hey out there, eat healthy, go veg, and what's the rest of it?
Be veg.
Be veg.
Go green.
Go green.
To save the planet.
To save the planet. And what I'll add to that is amen and hallelujah.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.